FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A report into sexual abuse by Jimmy Savile says there's no evidence any senior member of the BBC was aware of his behaviour. Dame Janet Smith says opportunities were missed to stop Savile, but has removed the corporation of any responsibility. She says people were reluctant to complain because of a culture of fear which still exists. Rona Fairhead is the chair of the BBC Trust.
No one reading the reports can be in any doubt that the BBC failed them. It turned a blind eye where it should have shone a light, and it did not protect those who put their trust in it.
Meantime, it's been confirmed that presenter Tony Blackburn has parted company with the BBC. The presenter claims he was sacked following a disagreement over evidence he gave to a report into abuse carried out by Jimmy Savile.
KMFM News.
Three people have been hurt following a crash involving two cars near Ashford. The collision happened on the A252 Charing Hill just after 8 this morning. Firefighters rescued a woman and a teenager from one of the vehicles, whilst a man was freed from the other and taken to a London hospital. The communications regulator says BT must allow competitors to use its Openreach network. Ofcom also concluded the UK must do better at rolling out superfast broadband and 4G mobile.
KMFM News.
A Gillingham mum whose daughter battled a rare brain infection has spoken to KMFM in a bid to raise awareness about the condition. Annabelle Kimber was left on life support in 2012, and doctors initially thought she'd contracted meningitis. She was later diagnosed with a type of encephalitis, which causes swelling to the brain. Mum Charmaine has praised the medics who treated her daughter.
The doctors and nurses were absolutely fantastic. We cannot fault them at all. They kept us informed of everything. They didn't sugarcoat it. They told us obviously how sick she was.
Police have released an e-fit after two women were allegedly assaulted during an attempted robbery in Canterbury. It's claimed they were approached by a group of teenagers and asked for cash on Birdcage Walk near Farley Road earlier this month. They were reportedly then attacked by one of the group and suffered cuts and bruises. We've tweeted the e-fit via at KMFM News. And a Kent singer who made it through to the finals of The Voice says he's hoping to find even more musical talent by opening his own studios. Jamie Johnson has teamed up with an arts organisation to convert the former council building on the riverfront in Chatham. It's being officially opened tonight, and the 22-year-old reckons it'll be a great addition to the town.
We're in a great area, absolutely brilliant area. We've got Rochester just around the corner, and then obviously the rest of Chatham's got great potential and great venues. We've got the Brook Theatre just over there, so yeah, it's coming on. It's been nice to add this to that collection, you know.
KMFM Showbiz.
It's been a great night at the Brit Awards for Adele. She picked up 4, including Global Success, which was announced by astronaut Tim Peake from the International Space Station.
Not bad for a girl from Tottenham that don't like flying, getting Global Success. Thank you, you're a dream. And Tim Peake, I love you. Good luck. I hope you're okay and not too hungry.
Coldplay made history winning Best British Group for a record 4th time.
So, we won it. Thank you so much. What a treat from Harry, Zayn, Liam and me, Niall. We're very grateful, and we'd like to dedicate this to all the young men and women musicians in refugee camps around the world. They could be us, and we could be them. So we send them our love, and thank you so much for giving us our job.
There were also prizes for James Bay, Justin Bieber, and One Direction.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value, and choice in Ashford, Maidstone, and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Manchester City have moved a step closer to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, Man City beat Dynamo Kiev 3-1 in the first leg of their last 16 tie last night. The return game is in Manchester on March 15th. Meantime, Manchester United must score tonight to stand any chance of progressing to the last 16 of the Europa League. They're 2-1 down on aggregate going into the second leg of their tie with Midtjylland at Old Trafford. Boss Louis van Gaal says their Danish opponents are no pushovers.
When I see the data of Midtjylland, they have won always against English opponents, so I think they have a lot of qualities.
Tottenham are 1-1 ahead of facing Fiorentina of Italy. Liverpool start at 0-0 with German team Augsburg. And cricket, Kent have announced that Ben Harmison has left the club. The 30-year-old has spent the past 4 seasons at the Spitfire Ground St Lawrence. During that time, he scored 4 centuries for the county.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read
Watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent at kentonline.co.uk.